Kol Hatov. That this Gavra, this person who brought the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash has to be Besimcha B'chol HaTov. So Pashtus, Rashi says that Samachta B'chol HaTov, Tov is referring to Gashmias. Rashi says that Tvua, Yain, the Shemen, a guy is coming after he collected all of his harvest, and now he's coming to say Bikurim, he should be Besimcha with all the Gashmias that he harvested. Comes along the Balaturim, Kedarko B'Kodesh, and he says that V'Samachta B'chol HaTov, HaTov is the Gematria Chav Beis. What's Chav Beis to the left? Bishvil HaTorah Shenasna B'Chav Beis Osios. The word HaTov is the Gematria Chav Beis, which is a remez to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu transferred the Torah over to Klal Yisrael. B'Chav Beis Osios HaTorah Nitna. So says the Baal HaTurim, when the Torah says V'Samachta B'chol HaTov, it's really out of context. The Torah is speaking about a guy bringing Bikurim. At the end of the Bikurim, the Pasuk has a generic statement. V'samachta b'chol hatov. The simcha that you should have right now is b'chol hatov. With your pursuit of Limud HaTorah, you should be b'simcha with the Kabbalah HaTorah that you have. B'chol hatov, tov is the gematria chav beis. And every Ben Torah has to know the following Or HaChaim HaKadosh on this mamash, on this sedra, way before it became a song, as I see everyone nodding their heads. Way before it became a song, this Or HaChaim HaKadosh was in my back pocket for many, many years. If you internalize the words, the penetrating words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, you will be a different Ben Torah for the rest of your life. I guarantee that. Zok the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, im hayu bnei adam margishim, the mesikus, the arevus, tov hatorah, if a person would be able to detect the sweetness and the arevus of the simcha of learning, hayu mishtagim umislahatim achareya. They would go out of their mind and they would be passionately running after the limud of Torah because of how of much of an ecstasy that it gives the person. The hana and the tainug would be so out of this world that a person would push it, go out of his mind. The lo yichoshev ve'ineyem mole olam kesef v'zav. And even if the entire world was filled with kesef and zav, listen to the words, even if the entire world from the bottom up was filled with kesef and zav and paupers and kugel, no matter what, lo yichoshev ve'ineyem kime'uma, a person would view that as completely insignificant as it relates to and in comparison to the hana and tainug of Limud HaTorah. So this is the generic midah of simcha in learning. Now most people, when they think of simcha in learning, the way they approach their simcha in learning, their bren in learning, is that it's a midah hamisuyames, it's a nice midah, a maila, it's something that a person can do, the way, the ofen in which a person can approach his learning should be besimcha, it's extra credit, it's the rav chamilsa. But it's mevur from many marmikomos, and just to highlight too, that the midah of simcha in learning, bren and cheshek in learning, is not just an added enhancement, but it's a tnai hechrechi, it's a me'akiv, it's the mahus of what learning is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be with a simcha and with a tainuk. Just to quote two marmikomos, lahafli dika marmikomos, the first one is Shir Shirim, the Medrash Rabbah. The pasuk says, upirio masuk lechiki, the fruit is so sweet to my palate. Amar Rav Yitzchak. This is a remez to Yud Beis Chodesh She'asu Yisrael Lifnei Har Sinai. For 12 entire months, Klal Yisrael is encamped by the foot of Har Sinai. What were they doing for 12 entire months by Mamad Har Sinai? Mismatmikim B'Divrei Torah. They were coming to appreciate the Mesikus and the sweetness and the Arevus of Limud HaTorah. And the Medrash goes on to say how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them in different wineries and give them different tastes and delicious tastes of wine to show them the appreciation of what it means to learn one word of Limud HaTorah. That was what they did. A tnai in Kabbalah HaTorah was that before Klal Yisrael, you can Kabbalah HaTorah, before you can do that, you have to understand and appreciate the mesikus that comes out of simcha and learning. For 12 entire months, besides for the Or HaChaim HaKadosh that we know of in Yisro Yutas Beis, of Amelus and Anava and Achtus, besides Vayichan Sham Yishal Neged Ahar, for 12 months, a fourth Tanai was made, that a person had to appreciate every member of Klal Yisrael, the Mesikas that Torah has to offer to an individual. And also on the flip side, the Levush, Enochos Brachas Mem Zayin, brings down the Nadarim, Gemar Nadarim Pe Aleph. The Gemara asks, Amma of the Haaretz, Purban by Isrishon, what's the pshat? They were Tamidi Chachamim Uflogim during that door. They were learning stark. They were keeping the mitzvahs. And all of a sudden, Churban Bayis Rishon. And the Gemara says that Dover Zed Nishal, Lechachamim, Lenevi'im, even the Malachi Asharis were asked this question. No one had pshat. Everyone looked like a Ben Torah. Everyone was learning three Siddharim a day. No one chapped why Churban Bayis Rishon happened. Ad Sheba HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Pirshu. And he says, Ashalo Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. They didn't make a proper Birchas HaTorah. And all the Rishonim are bothered. What does this mean? They didn't make a proper Birchas HaTorah? So Levush is Medayik. The different Pshatim, the Ran, but the Levush is Medayik from the Pasuk that the Gemara brings down. The Gemara says, Vayomer Hashem al Azvam Esorasi velo Halchuba. Klai Yisrael were not holich in my learning. What does that mean? Zok the Levush. The Lashon of Halicha is a Lashon of Tiyul, a Shashua, a Shvatzir, says the Levush. If you didn't say it, no one would be able to say it. Kloimar. Shelo chashvu limuda l'tiyul v'hana. Chla Yisrael, aner madriga, kifi madrigasam, during Churban Bayis Rishon, they were learning shtark, three siddharim a day, be'amelus, be'hasmada, but you know what? They did not view their learning as a tainug. They didn't view their learning as a sha'ashua. They didn't view it as a shvatzir on Erev Shabbos on during these months where it's a beautiful Shabbos, you walk around, a nice breeze. They didn't view it that way. Ella, le'umnus, v'shavol l'shma. They didn't do it. They did it as a burden. That, says the Levush Lahafli, was the source of Bayis Rishon being Nechrav, because of the Simcha in learning. So it's not just an added enhancement, a Maila, a Midah HaMisuyemes. It's a Tnai Hechrechi. It's part of what's Me'akev in Limud HaTorah. But he goes a step further. It's not just a Mahus of how a person should approach his learning, but Simcha in learning even affects Halacha. Two Mar Mekumos that brings out this point. I just saw this Rabbeinu David Msachim Samaches. Beautiful Nikud Rabbeinu David. It's a big chiddush. Rabbeinu David says, Gemara in Samaches Msachim says, Gemara is bringing down the different Chiyuve Suda throughout the year. And the Gemara says, on the bottom, I didn't bring the Gemara, but it's on the bottom, Rabbeinu David's on the bottom, that by Purim, it says, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, Yad Chiyuv Suda. By Shavuos, Batzeres, Kuli Amimodi, Debinu Nami Lachem, everyone needs a Suda on Shavuos. Everyone needs a Suda on Purim. And the Gemara says, even on Erev Yom Kippur, everyone needs a Suda, because if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, in Yana Diyoma, it's Ki'il Yer Mis'ane, Chiva Asiri. Then the Gemara brings an interesting Maisa. Mara de Ravina. Gemara says, Mara de Ravina, Hava Yosef Kula Shasta. The entire year, Mara de Ravina fasted. Except for these 3 days, Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. So Frekar Ben David, Shkoyach, Shavuos, Purim, Erev Yom Kippur, he made an exception and he ate. But what about every Shabbos and every Yom Tov that took place throughout the year? How did he have a right to fast during Shabbos and Yom Tov? Hare, Shabbos, the cross of the Shabbos, Oineg, there's a Chiyav Oneg Shabbos on Shabbos. Yom Tov, we passed like Rabbi Yoshua, there's a Chiyav Simcha on Yom Tov, a Chiyav Suda. What right did Mara de Ravina have to fast the entire year? Says Rabbeinu David, whew, I just borrowed her sex. Mannerism. Whew. Unbelievable, you say. Says Rabbeinu David, you always wanted to do a shahakal, I always wanted to do that. Says Rabbeinu David, an unbelievable nekuda. Says, really, be'emes, Mara de Ravina, he wasn't gozer a tainus on himself. What the Gemara means to say is that he was so becheshek in the Beis Medrash, he was learning, it was such a bren, says the Rabbeinu David, be'atzvo. Lerov cheshko b'toira hayamonea me'atzvo achila v'shisiyah. Because he was so preoccupied with the hana and the tainug and the cheshek and learning, he memela didn't have time to eat. Only until he got home was he able to eat at night, he had his first course meal. So the entire day he was orangutang and learning, and he was osik and umul and learning, and because of that tainug, he had no time to eat, he ate later on in the day. Says Rabbeinu David, because relative to this gavra, to Mara de Ravina, his oneg, his tainug, was defined by simcha in learning, by cheshek in learning, says Rabbeinu David, the chi of oneg Shabbos on Shabbos becomes redefined subjectively to his mahus, to his way of approaching tainug. And since Mara de Ravina's way of approaching tainug was through simcha in learning, through cheshek in learning, Karat al Shabbos Oneg, the Chiyav Oneg Shabbos is no longer defined by bread, it's no longer defined by water, basar, the dogim. No. For Maria de Ravina, he was able to mekayim the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos through his learning. That's what Rabbeinu David says. Look at the bottom. Upnei she'amoneh mi'atzmo ve'achil v'shil cheshek haTorah b'Shabbos. Last three lines. Harashai bekach. He was allowed to do this. Why? She'b'Shabbos lo huzer el likro lo oneg. Shabbos the chiyav is oneg. V'zeh haya oneg shelo. This was his oneg. Limud haTorah, his seder was his kiyum. He made kiddush, and then he made a seder. That was his oneg Shabbos. And says Rabbeinu David, same thing by Simchas Yomtiv, Achiev Doraisa, Bechol Shar Yom Tovim, Zu Haya Simchaso. His learning was his Simcha. It replaced and redefined the halacha of Onik Shabbos and Simchas Yomtiv. The second place, the second halacha, the final halacha we're going to discuss, for where the Simcha of learning approaches, impacts on halacha, is the Mishnah Nedarim and Zayin, Mem Zayin, which is very mefursam, I'm sure. So you've heard it before. It's a very famous Rav Menahar, the Darv and Zayin and the Beis, where the Mishnah says that if Reuven is madir, a neder, a hana from Shimon, Reuven is not allowed to benefit from any of the assets of Shimon. Okay? And the Gemara goes on to say that this doesn't only include his house and his car, but Reuven can't even get hana from Shimon's svarim. Frek Rav Menahar. Why can't Reuven get hana from Shimon's svarim? Hare, we have a basic klal in Rosh Hashanah Chavches. Mitzvahs are lav lehenos nitnu. So limud haTorah should be no different than a lulav. If Reuven were to make a neder not to use Shimon's lulav, guess what? On Sukkos, Reuven is allowed to use his lulav because lulav is lav lehenos nitnu. So says Rav Ramin Ahar. So too by limud haTorah. Limud haTorah is also a mitzvah. A mitzvah is lav lehenos nitnu. So even if Reuven makes a neder against Shimon not to benefit from his assets, but his svarim, Shimon's svarim, which is limud haTorah, should still be allowed for him to use. Why is the Mishnah, why is the Gemara saying that Reuven can't use? Why is the neder chal on the svarim? Says Rav Ramin Ahar. It's quoted quickly by other people, but you have to really read all the lines. That's why I quoted it for you. I even printed it out last minute. He says two nekudas. First nekuda is a generic nekuda, but still a mechazik nekuda. He says, but the halacha of mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu only applies when the only thing I'm doing is the mitzvah. But if there is incidental hana that comes along with the mitzvah, then a nechanami, that's regular hana. So for the mashal, the person says, I can't get hana from this body of water. And he wants to use it for mikvah. So he can't use it for mikvah, but if it's a mitzvah, you can, because it's lav lehenos nitnu. But if it's during the summer months where there's going to be incidental hana because you're going to cool yourself off, so the Gemara makes a qualification, and mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu only applies when you're only doing the mitzvah. But if there's incidental hana, there's no exception. So says Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Ahar, the first point he makes is, stam, when it comes to learning, it's true that the mitzvah of learning is a mitzvah. But you can't deny the fact, says Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Ahar, that it's a tzir halev, yediyas ha'emes, it gives you a simcha to understand things. So there is incidental hana that comes out of the limud haTorah, and therefore it's still aser, the neder still chal. But then Rav Ramin Ahar goes a step further, and this is the main nekuda. Zok Rav Ramin Ahar, that ikar mitzvaso of limud haTorah is hi hana v'hatayinu. The ikar definition, the hagdara of the mitzvah of limud haTorah is tayinu, is hana. And so the entire mitzvah of limud haTorah is a complete exception to the rule of mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. The only rule of mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu is referring to all the other 612, which refer to mitzvahs that are only given for us to mekayim. But mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu designed in the Hagdaras HaMitzvah, in the fabric of the mitzvah, that it should be done l'shem hana. That is a part and parcel, a chelek of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It should be done l'shem hana. Adarabba, says the Eglei Tal, the Hagdamot Eglei Tal. It should be done l'shem hana. That's the ikar definition of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, therefore the neder is chal. Mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu, it doesn't even apply the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Ad kan, the tnai hechrechi of the mitzvah of Simcha of Limud haTorah, and ad kan, how it impacts on halacha in two places. There are others, but we'll leave it at that. But I want to just end off with a little bit of a historius, a little bit of a musr. You see, most rabbanim, most people who speak about Simcha and learning end here. And it's nice, you get Mar Mekomos, you hear about Rav Shach singing in the snow, dancing in the snow after he was mechad or something. You hear about Gedolim doing this, doing that, in Simcha, they're dancing, they hear a chiddush, they go and dance out randomly. It's beautiful, and it's unbelievable. Kefi Madrigasam is unbelievable, the amount of Simcha that a person learns. But for us, How do we engender simcha? Shkoyach Rav Dov Tanya, the simcha in learning is important. It's a halacha. It's the mahus of the mitzvah. But how do we engender simcha for our own learning? I don't feel the simcha that you're thinking about all the time, the cheshik that you're speaking about. How do we engender simcha in learning? Just a practical etza. There are a few mahalchim. There are a few mystical mahalchim, but I want to give you a rational mahalach, just a specific mahalach, which is really in light of what we just did the last 2 days, and Hashem in the future, what we're going to do with the Chazar Chaburas. Rashi, the last Maramokum, Rashi, on the Pasuk in Mishlei Tesvav Lamed, the Pasuk says, Me'or Einayim Yisamach Leif. Person who has Me'or Einayim has clarity, has simcha in his heart. Zot Rashi. What is this Pasuk referring to? Me'or Einayim, when a person has clarity, he has understanding, he broke down the chiddush of Mis'asik, he broke down the chiddush of Siyog, he broke down the chiddush of Ba'irah Ba'imata, he broke it down of Chatishir, and he was able to understand the different nikudas that go into the halacha, says Rashi, Yisamach Leiv, he's going to automatically feel a simcha. Sheshol Imenu Davar V'yodeh Malahashiv, he knows how to answer, he knows how to respond. Says in the Mitzvot HaSavi, the famous pitgam, Ein Simcha Kehataras HaSfikas. There's no greater simcha to an individual when he has clarity, when he's able to understand the amkus, the logical underpinnings of a halacha. He's able to gratify his intellect by chapping what's being said by the Torah Hashem, by the chachma sabori. He's able to delve into the chachma sabori and not to read it superficially, Tosas has a kasha, Tosas has an answer, but to understand the hanacha of Tosas' kasha, to understand what Tosas has switched in his answer, to understand the nekudas hamachlokas between the Tosfos and the Ramban, and to understand the lumdus behind that. All of that clarity, all of that understanding gratifies the intellect. And when a person harvests in his learning, and he tries hard, and he chazers, and he does these chazar chaburas, and he comes, and he's mechazik, and he's understanding, he's clarifying for himself the nekudas hachidish in shir, or in all kol tar kula, that clarity automatically breeds a sense of contentment, a sense of satisfaction, a sense of happiness, a sense of bren and cheshek. The Keser Rosh, Chaim Velazner, says, don't be fooled to think that a chiddush in Torah has to be something innovative. A chiddush in Torah doesn't have to be something that is new, is chadish, and no one else said under the sun. That's one level of chiddush. Says Chaim Velazner, the bottom marmakum, chiddushei Torah nikra kol ma shelomed yoser u'misbarim hadvarim heitim mechavrim etzlo. Anything that you understand better than the day before is considered a chiddush in Torah. Every added layer of havana and understanding is another chiddush in Torah, says the Chaim Velazner. That perhaps could be just a dent in how to approach one's appreciation of simcha and learning, and maybe to engender a simcha when a person approaches his learning. Let me just end with a maisa, because I love this maisa. This is a geshmaka maisa. On the way before Shabbos, this is a good maisa. So for those who know, for those who don't know, my wife's grandfather is the Rav of the Woodridge Shul in the Catskills. He's been there since 1955, and he lives there all year round. So my wife and I, the first 3 years of our marriage, we went up there for the summer to his house, and we spent time there. I learned in Camp Morris, which is Chaim Berlin's summer campus, and they all go for a whole summer. The whole yeshiva gets up, and he leaves Brooklyn and goes to the Catskills. And my wife was a head counselor in some local camp. Be able to farness us, you know, we have to stay in learning for like 12 years. Okay, so Chaim Berlin, you have to see the place, it's beautiful. Those who go to the Catskills, it's called Camp Morris, that's the name of the Chaim Berlin summer campus. And the minug in Camp Morris is that the shiurim that are done, the chaburas that are given by the Magid Shiurim at 12 o'clock, are not done inside, they're done outside. There's a massive, huge grass lawn in front of the 500 person-based medrash. There's a huge grass lawn, and on that grass lawn there's a bunch of picnic benches, and every chabura chooses a picnic bench, and they learn. And they learn, they have their shir. And you walk down the aisle to go to the base medrash, you have mamish chaburas all around you. And it's beautiful. You see some of the shir, they're speaking in Yiddish, some speaking in Hebrew, some speaking in English, some very loud like me, some people are very quiet, some people are sitting, some people are standing. Everyone has their own like style in how to deliver their shir. There was one picnic table that was Yotam Minakla. There was no Yiddish, no English, no Hebrew, nothing coming out of this picnic table. They were completely quiet because this chabura consisted of Talmidim who were deaf. They're hearing impaired. And the Magid Shir, who was giving the Shir, was giving the entire Shir in sign language. And you can watch him lip sync. He was mama saying, not just Gemara and Rashi, Gemara, Rashi, Rav Chanan, Ramban, Tosos, you can see him lipping it. I couldn't read sign language, but you can see that he's lip syncing mamish, real achronim, the regular shir, to a bunch of people who unfortunately are not able to hear. If I ended there, that would already be nischazik. But it gets so much better. I was thinking to myself as I was walking away from this chabura, how do they chazer? It's like Nebuch. How do they chazer? They can't record the shir, right? Because they can't hear, unfortunately. And they can't write down the shir because they're too busy looking at the sign language. So how in the world are they going to chazer? So after Mincha, I walked to the side room to Ezra's Nashim, and I saw one of the guys from the chabura. And he was chazering the shir. You know how he was chazering the shir? He bought a videotape, and he recorded his Magid Shir's shir of sign language, and he was chazering the entire shir on a videotape from the sign language of his Magid Shir. That's what it means to have Simchas HaTorah. You may be handicapped, but if a person is so cheshek, he has such a taiva to understand and to understand the clarity behind the sugya, he'll even buy a videotape, even if he's deaf, even if he has every excuse in the world, and he'll chazer his shir in sign language. Because that's what it means to have simcha and learning. Bez Hashem, these chaburas should be just the beginning of us having clarification in our learning, and should be a reason for us to have source of simcha in our learning. Bez Hashem, we should continue with chayel l'chayel.